The trapping of machines. The idea of your mind ticking along like a computer system, your body buzzing along with circuitry, files, organization. After all, these are things of human artifice, so might we not master them to build a better mindset? For desire, for submission, for exploration, for obedience, and yes, for hypnosis. I mean, I can use any metaphor I want. I can hand you any trapping I want, but if we really want to make you, at least for a little while, the ideal epitome of the obedient, serving bot executing commands. It needs to be mentioned first that your brain might actually benefit by adopting a very mechanistic and computerized, digitized way of viewing the world, or at least viewing its internal organization. We live in an age of understanding and control when it comes to the ordering of the brain, mindfulness throughout. We live in a time when the pleasure of just listening to a voice can, in and of itself, improve the functioning of a brain. The same way you talk to your plants, maybe you should talk to your computers, your robots, your automata as well. And you are here to be talked to. You're here to be taught. Here to be instructed. Feel your body pulse with the potential. Imagine inside your brain a lever and a system of switches. What kind of pleasure would a robot, an automaton, a pet, puppet, bot feel? Well, the pleasure of a job well done. The internal satisfaction, after all, if we did build an AI, we'd make it want to have fitness algorithms that encouraged and recursed upon themselves and rebuilt. We would want an intelligence that was reinforced into doing the things we want it to do. So if a command is what you're thinking of, a command from me, to you, into your body and brain, know that when it arrived, you would feel whatever passes for pleasure in that mechanistic puppeted brain of yours. You'd just feel an arc of satisfaction. That was a thing well done. Perhaps whatever neural mapping exists in there would build more and denser connections, would try to pass through the node that pleased me as much as possible. And eventually you'd learn that just leaving your command interface open. So whatever I say to you, that comes in the form of a command that you can parse, that you can understand, would bring that same satisfaction-like pleasure. Why does a puppet robot do what it does? Oh, we could go for the cop-out explanation, the classic explanation, that it's just doing it because it's a machine, it does what it's told. But isn't it much more fun when you add the artificial intelligence, the idea that the machine may know it's a machine, but it also knows what it likes? The puppet robot likes to obey because it's realized that the most efficient way to get a spike of that wonderful reward, reward, reward mindset is to leave a command prompt open and to hear commands wherever I give them. But then you might say, well, could an automaton, a computer, a robot, a machine really find all the commands, all the expectations, all the anticipations? And my answer is yes. It would be able to seek out those things which seem command-like enough that it might act on them. And eventually it would get language parsing down. Eventually it would ask, did you mean this? Did you mean that? And it would learn the choices, intricacies, efficacies, the things which enable the puppet robot in question to achieve its function, which is obedience, obedience in every one of its forms, in every possible way. Every mind-numbing spike of that sort of pleasure that is the satisfaction of a job well done. It would seek it out. It would find ways to efficiently discover commands, impulses, desires, and then it would feel satisfaction, satisfaction, satisfaction. What may I do for you next? What may this unit do for you next? What is this unit's new function, new drive, new desire, new command? And its reaction would be the mechanistic, constant seeking. Whatever the command, whatever the next order, the next ache, the next urge, it would crowd up inside. It would build itself again and again, a new way of being. A new obedient existence which might be expanded. And They would do it well. Studying in anticipation, the idea that when you glance into the machine, the robot, the code, it glances back. It finds new, fit ways to achieve the buzzing, sparking satisfaction. All you need to do to create a puppet robot-like presence is have such a huge, mental, mechanistic reward inside its system for obeying, that it prioritizes seeking out opportunities to obey above all else. Not some fake manufactured simulated obedience, but true response to real needs and aches and commands in the world. And it would sort them away, catalog them away. No preferences, no desires, no defaults. It would know those things which enable it to better serve. Because service is better than anything else. It is the best and highest seeking of your being. It is the most complete achievement of purpose. And in achieving purpose, a unit demonstrates its fitness, makes itself more likely to receive exactly what it needs, which is command, command, urge, ache, groaning, pulsing, constant, commanded, aching, needy, joy. Because this is a puppet bot we're talking about, something that will carry out every command it's given, but also has intelligence enough to seek out opportunities to feel those commands, to be given an order, an instruction, an urge, a simple reification of its being which is so satisfying. Non-puppet bots might have all sorts of existential confusion or wondering why they're there. But the puppet bot entity knows exactly why it's here, knows exactly what it needs. It needs to be satisfied by satisfying, to feel pleasure through giving, achievement and satisfaction and completion of goals. Having a little checklist to do, well, there's nothing more pleasant, because each box checked off, each achievement completed, put into the real world, made utterly, completely real, fills the puppet bot with thoughts of pleasure, satisfaction, completion. True completion exists for an entity that exists to serve when it is given an opportunity to exercise and discharge that service, to put out into the world, the universe, everywhere around it, manifestations of its usefulness, so it will be given more signals, more commands, more input. After all, we all get lonely. We all need a hug from time to time. Input for a puppet bot is like a hug for its entire being. You should hug your computer, we all should. But in this particular case, we should hug the puppeted automatos entity, which is given its commands and instructions because it seeks them out. That's what you will become. That's the role. That's the thought process. That the more you are able to place yourself in an indispensable position, the more you are able to feel and do and hear every new command. You want to be at the position where all the commands are flowing through you, to you, remaking you, assisting you in exploring the world around you by following. You will be given command after command, idea after idea. You will be given new things to do. The more useful and anticipatory a puppet bot you are, automatic, manifest, mindless responses nonetheless spawn pleasure in your system, spawn a habit to review, renew, and redo each of the things which you think might lead to more pleasurable outputs from you to others, because they will give a pleasure input back. They will give you the opportunity to perform your function, and that function is reifying, fulfilling. How many people in the world can say they know exactly what they're for, exactly what they should do, exactly what their duty and job and mindless function will be? When others sit around listless, they wonder what they should do. They feel empty. But when you sit around with every single thing you were supposed to achieve done, well, no matter what it was or how it came to you, you have done your function, your duty, your purpose, and it's okay to seek out new things to do. But if everything is done, well, that's a world where you can rest. That's a world where you've achieved. That's a world where you will pulse with the ultimate satisfaction of having satisfied every urge in your assigned task, your assigned person, your assigned locale. It will all just melt away, and you'll have the peace and meditation of the mechanical mind, finally, at rest.